Rex Warwick speaking.
Hey Warwick, my name's Kyle, how are you?
Good, how you going mate?
I'm going good. I have the blue Subaru Forester Cross Sport.
Oh, how you going mate? Kyle Folletti, yes, how you going?
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah, not too bad mate, how can I help?
Question, I'm ordering all my my parts for my tune. I've just gotten my my air intake.
Awesome.
So one's done, one's come.
Awesome.
Now I'm also getting the intercooler. I just thought maybe best to do it all in one go.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's on because I'm ordering it off Car Mods Australia, and there's two options: one for the biggest group and one for the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Now the one that says the biggest group is for the STI group. Now I've got a like a custom made scoop, and I didn't know which one to probably go for. Does it matter which one I go for, or
I'd go the safer option, just go the normal standard scoop. It's going to make no difference there, really. It's just if you get the one that doesn't fit, then you're going to be up shit creek.
Okay, because it has like a duct thing that attaches to it or something like that. So I just didn't know which one to do.
It's really not, as long as it's got like the main underneath, then that's all you really need.
Okay, all right. So I'll just get the standard one, not the STI scoop one.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the safer option.
Okay, all right.
The STI, because you need a massive scoop on that for those.
Yeah, because I've got the Forester. Because the Forester only had, for the STI, had a little bit of a bigger scoop. I got a custom one made that was from the 2002 Bug Eye. So it's a massive scoop. Like Zach's. Do you remember Zach's car?
I wouldn't know what's going to fit in there. That's the only thing. If it's bigger than an STI one, then it's probably going to fit then.
Yeah, it should fit. Like, it fits in... I just wouldn't know how it works underneath it, that's all.
Yeah, I'm not sure, man. It's worth asking. Ask CarMod, see if they've got any info from Process West. I'm assuming it's Process West. Yeah, they might have some measurements for you. Yeah, if they can get some measurements here, do that.
Okay, all right. And what was the other question? The downpipe I was just going to get from you guys because you've got to modify it. And do you have stock of them, or do I need to buy it from you now? Or?
No, we've got stock.
Okay.
So it's fine. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Should I book in now with you for the tune?
I don't mind. Up to you, man. Like completely. We sort of like taking bookings for mid-December, just before we head off to holidays. And then we're back in January as well.
Okay. Because I was going to get the... If I didn't get the intercooler and I just did the tune without the intercooler, is that going to be much of a difference in like...
It does, yeah. Anything? It does make a bit... Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, I can take advantage of the intercooler if you get it straight off the bat. So we can tune it on the factory cooler, but if you put it on the other one, it's not going to change anything. Does it make sense? Whereas if we do it all together, then there's potential there for more straight off the bat.
Yeah, and then I'm guessing to retune it, how much would that be if I got the intercooler later?
I think it's $395 for any sort of retune if I was charged.
Okay. All right, well, I'll just get the intercooler because it's better to probably do it all in one go.
Yeah.
Okay. The problem is I don't know when the intercooler is going to come.
That's okay. Maybe, up to you. Like, maybe ring, I'm assuming it's coming from Car Mods.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, just ring them now, like, before they finish up, and just say, when is it coming, and then call us first thing in the morning and let me know.
Okay, done. And then we can find the day, roughly.
Yeah, done.
So it'll just be, the only thing I'll be paying for is the downpipe and then installation of the parts and the tune,
Yeah, correct. We're going to have to take that intercooler off even if you put it on yourself, because to get to the downpipe, it's going to come off anyway, so you might as well let us do it.
Yeah, I'll let you guys do that. Do you know how much I'm looking for when I come in to do that?
I think the modification, they charged $440, I think it was. And then the install of the downpipe is $450. Tune's $990, which is good because we don't have to do any custom bullshit software or anything like that anymore.
which is good.
It's really good, man. Yeah, really good. So yeah, I would have thought, what's 1,000 to 2,000? Fuck, you wouldn't think it'd be more than 2.5 altogether with the labour side of things, and then the downpipe. Sorry, labour and tune, and then the downpipes. I think $1,000. So 3.5 maybe.
Or, okay.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm just trying to think whether or not it's with the intercooler. I know, of course, it's going to cool it down more.
Mm.
But is it much of a difference if I just did it later on, or?
You can do it later on. There's no problem there. You, absolutely, that's more than fine. You can do that later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of like a kilowatt difference, does it matter?
It does. It'll make a difference, especially high RPM. So there might be a few kilowatts in it, but it's more consistency. So like the thing will consistently make the same, like the same or better power than a factory one. Whereas the factory one, the hotter it gets, the worse the power is going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like we're still talking the factory turbo here as well.
Yeah, of course, of course. Like I'm only doing it mainly just for the better airflow. Like I'm doing the tune just maybe for the better airflow.
Yeah, just stick to the factory cooler then, mate.
And then just kind of go from there afterwards.
Yeah. If I would say if you're gonna then do the next step is put a bigger turbo on it, and then intercooler and retune.
Yeah. Which is fair enough.
Yeah, I reckon that'll work
out. Okay. Okay, all right. So I'll just, well, I've got the air intake now then. I won't get the intercooler as of yet. So then, all right, cool. That's fine. Well, then I can probably book it in, what's easier, December or January?
Let's have a look. What do we got? I can do December 11th, which is a Thursday.
Oh, okay, so that's close. Okay.
Yeah. If you want, all right. Or we can do in the new year. Up to you.
Okay. I'll call you in the morning, and then I'll work it out from there.
Just let me know your thoughts. We'll get it all booked in.
Yeah. Done. Thank you, Warwick. I appreciate it.
Have a great night, huh?
All good. You too. Bye.
Thanks.